Listening Library presents Don't Know Much About World Myths by Kenneth C. Davis. Read for you by Jason Harris, with John Bedford Lloyd, and with an introduction by the author.
When I was in fifth grade, I found it impossible to sit still during class. I fidgeted at my desk as the clock ticked slowly and loudly toward 3 o'clock and freedom. I didn't pay much attention to the teacher, except for the few minutes at the end of each day when she set aside math and science to read from The Odyssey. Apart from recess, this was my only moment of joy during the long school day. As my teacher read, the clock disappeared and the chalkboard vanished. Instead of fighting fractions and verbs in the classroom, I was on board a Greek ship, sailing mythical oceans, combating witches and demons, trying to find my way home with brave Odysseus, the wily hero of Homer's epic. Those daily doses gave me a hunger for more mythology. I spent hours in the library, devouring stories of the Norse trickster Loki and the Egyptian gods who inspired the pyramids. I had discovered a whole new world, and it interested me a lot more than school did. Don't Know Much About World Myths includes a wealth of these remarkable ancient stories of gods and goddesses, spirits and supernatural monsters, great heroes and heroines. These myths include battles, quests, and romances. Like the tales we enjoy today, they are filled with excitement, danger, courage, loyalty, friendship, and love. Besides reading myths for entertainment, we can read myths to learn more about the past. Almost every culture has a collection of stories about its origin, history, ancestors, gods, and heroes.